very sad news indeed for so many Yeatsians within the Yeats Society itself, within Sligo, across the country and across the world. Stella Mew was one of those rare and wonderful people who was extraordinarily generous with her time, with her knowledge, and with her love of William Butler Yeats, of his poetry and of his plays, and also of her own love of Sligo. And while she worked at the Yeats Society, she thought of nothing but giving her all to the job of, you know, promoting and keeping the story of Yeats alive, and particularly the story of Yeats in Sligo. You know, she travelled to South America, she travelled to Russia, she travelled to America. If people invited her to speak, if people invited her to tell the story, she would go gladly and always gave of her best. And she is somebody whose footsteps, you know, are difficult, big shoes to follow and big shoes to fill. But above all, she was a generous and deeply, you know, deeply good woman, and we will miss her terribly. And I want to take the opportunity to thank Stella for all the great work that she did, most of it on a voluntary basis, just simply because it was the right thing to do. And we send our love and our thoughts to her family and her huge circle of friends, both in the academic world, in her own pupils from the schools that she taught in Dublin, and from the many people in Sligo who knew her from all the comings and goings over many years. She came to the summer school this year, and it was her last summer school, and we took some photos and we had a laugh, and, you know, we're glad that she was there. It was the thing she loved most. So we want to remember her today. We want to thank her, and we will miss her very much.